Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Do you have to think about it?
I was going to say anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. David Brownstein. Good morning, Peter. Nice, beautiful, sunny day. Going to be gorgeous tomorrow.
All I know is these 2 days, to me, are the coldest days of the winter with the way this wind is blowing.
Oh.
It is bitter, bitter cold.
You're just too delicate. That's
not all. Delicate. Matter of fact,
toughen up a little.
Another guy come into a restaurant where he was, and he says what I always say. You know, he says, the older I'm getting, the less I can take this. You know.
Yeah.
I said, you're right. Anyway, it is Saturday, February 22nd, 2020, and it's 10:05 a.m. And the reason we say that is because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 a.m. out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning at our website, live streaming. So if you go to saperston.com, saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, you're all set up. You should be able to connect to the show. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. And if you go to the Dollar Doctor tab, this is chat and archives. Click on archives, and all of the shows are there. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, they're available. And then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, it's there.
Concise. Brilliant. I don't know if it's brilliant, but it's, whatever. Yeah. They're economists.
Yeah.
Does anybody know a brilliant economist? I don't know.
No,
but anyway.
There are.
Okay. But anyway.
They're not all created equal.
But they do give you interesting information. They look at some of the important economic news of the week, you know, and they kind of highlight what they think's important. So,
I didn't
knows?
Read it yet.
Well.
In case you're wondering why I wasn't saying anything.
I was wondering why you weren't saying anything.
I'm sure it's very glowing talking about what a great job the economy is and you know, what great shape we're in. And there
you
are
shouldn't
some
say anything if you haven't read it.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Maybe they disagree with you.
I doubt it.
Anyway.
How could they do that? Building permits surged. Everything's looking good. The Philly Fed. There was a huge surge in manufacturing. Huge. Do you know what the Philly Fed index is, Pete?
Do you know why the market tanked in that lunchtime hour on Thursday?
I was off yesterday. I wasn't paying attention.
No, it was Thursday. You know, at lunchtime, nobody could explain.
Thursday or Friday?
It was Thursday.
Okay, I was there. But go ahead.
No, maybe it was Friday. What was the day that the market all was? It was Thursday, I think, yeah. And, you know, the market dropped 200 points in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Nobody could figure out what was going on. And then it came out later that some kind of market service sector index, you know, for the service sector, which is very important, the purchasing managers thing that they have for that, had dropped to contracting to the lowest level in 76 months, and that spooked the market. And I never saw that. You know, I don't like it when something, the market goes down, and I like it better when at least you know why it went down, that some news item came out or something. So the service thing, you know, was not good. So it's kind of interesting.
That must have been Friday.
Nah, maybe it was. I don't know.
Because Thursday, all the indicators.
Time flies. You know, I never heard of that index. You know, they always drag something out. It's called the Markit, M-A-R-K-I-T, index for service. You know, never heard of it before, but they dragged it out from someplace.
We'll look it up.
But anyway, right now, and I love saying anyway for our listener there, who didn't like the fact that anyway is said so many times, and unfortunately he attributed it to Willard. It wasn't Willard, it's me. And he said,
it's just something you say.
He said it sounds stupid. So everybody's entitled to their opinion.
That's right.
I happen to
agree with him.
Phone lines are wide open. Give us a call. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. It's 803-1520. Toll-free 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to call in and talk to us, although we enjoy talking to you, you can go to the website. There's a chat box there. So if you go to sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, says chat and archives. Click on chat. There's a chat box. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with that. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Vic. You're in nice and early.
Yep, always early. I got a chart I like in here, guys. Pull a long-term chart out on XBI, Biotechnology ETF, if you would, please.
XBI.
Perfect double bottom. Handle off the double bottom. Victor's got a buy stop in at 101.
At what? 101?
Right. Close at 97.26.
Oh, okay.
Take a look at that chart. Textbook. William O'Neill would be proud.
Hmm. Yeah. Can't disagree.
Perfect double. Nice handle. Off the double bottom. A long-term resistance at 100. This is a screaming buy at 101 in my book.
Well, it's interesting because the point and figure chart would give a breakout buy at 99.
So you would do a breakout buy before the previous high?
Well, that depends. You know, in other words, is 2 points a big deal? No. You know, so if you want to wait for breaking out the all-time high to feel that, you know, that's a stronger confirmation, that's okay.
52-week high is 98.79.
Yeah.
But he's saying
coming up to long-term resistance, mm-hmm. And if it's only 2 more points, you may as well wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're a William O'Neill follower, 2 points is a lot.
Well, that's true. But
right?
Yeah, especially when he's always talking about a 7% stop, you know.
But, exactly. Yeah. Mean. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And I put orders in yesterday to sell. I sell puts on Delta and UAL. I got my UAL. I didn't get my Delta. I sold the 5650s I sold going out a month. I can roll. I like the airlines in here. I'll roll that thing down and probably take it at 52. 53 if I have to going out. But,
well, it's interesting because I don't know if it was Barron's or Warwick. I've read too many things this morning, but there was a great write-up on how cheap Delta is.
Oh, yeah. I think UAL's the same Leon Cooperman, who I respect. That was one of his. I've been watching UAL for 6 months, but he comes on, and he really was saying the same thing you just said about Delta. These airlines are cheap in here.
Yeah, and like I say, I wish I knew. But if it's Barron's, then you know, check it out. I just forgot where it was, but they wrote up a lot of reasons why they, you know, thought Delta looked exceptionally cheap right now.
They're all booked, and now they got all these fees, and everybody's paying their fees. Nobody's complaining. You know?
Yeah, that was one of the things they mentioned, how unbelievably totally booked Delta is. You know,
oh, yeah, they're booked. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, guys. Great show. Thanks.
Great talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Yep, stay out of trouble.
It's
hard for Peter.
Sometimes I'd rather be in trouble, but I don't know. But anyway.
We're not talking about
just to get a little exciting every once in a while. But give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to talk to us or you don't like talking on the radio, whatever. You can go to our website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Anybody in the chat box right now?
Yes. And just before that, just so people know, the United States Services PMI was Friday.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah. It says it dropped to 49.4 February 2020.
Yep.
From 53.4 in the previous month and well below market expectations of 53, preliminary estimates showed. Latest reading signaled the first decline in business activity since February 2016, as new business declined the most since series began in October of 2009. So it's a fairly new thing. New export orders dropped amid the concerns about the impact of the coronavirus, and that's something we'll talk about when we get a moment, I'm sure, too. Level of outstanding business fell, and the pace of job creation softened.
Yeah, and especially since it's in the services industry that, you know, we're a service economy. So I guess that's why it shook them up.
Yeah, and it could also be, I've never really studied this one, so could be that there's an adjustment seasonally, too.
That one, I don't know.
Just remember I said that.
I remember you said
okay. it. Okay. So in the chat box, somebody's asking about Cisco and Pfizer. I'm thinking of a friend of mine, Paul Pfeiffer. Anyway, owns them both, wants to know about selling cover calls. So you got Cisco.
Well, hopefully he's done that before, and he knows, you know, what's involved with covered calls, and he doesn't mind the potential for the stock to be called away from him, right? And he's also done his research, and he knows all about covered calls, and he realizes what kind of return he's going to get and whether it's worthwhile,
right?
You know.
So if he did all that, he probably wouldn't ask us the question. But
well, hopefully he did. I don't know. You know, some people all of a sudden they want to do that and they know nothing about it.
Right.
But he may know.
So Cisco, which is CSCO, closed at $46.30.
Well, depending, you know, on his strike price and everything. Once again, I'm sure he looked into all of that. Yeah, I think it's a good one to write a covered call on. You know, it would only give a breakout at, oh, let's see, 50, looks like 51. So if it did go to 51, then that would be, you know, a very strong buy signal. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that.
Okay, and the other one was Pfizer, PFE, 3572.
Yeah, that should be a good one because it usually just has been lollygagging along.
Right, you want it to go sideways, so
right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, once again, it would be a potential buy signal, not the greatest, but a potential buy signal if it went to 41, so be aware of that. But, yeah, I think that's a good one to write a covered call on.
Okay.
It's been kind of bumbling along, so.
Bumbling is good bumbling. When you're doing covered calls.
Well, yeah, exactly. So anything else in the chat box there?
Do you want me to make something up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, put something in the chat
box. Do you want to talk about the debate?
No, I don't want to. E-Trade? I didn't watch it, but anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Lines are wide open. Right now, we're going to go to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Hi, David.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm freezing.
You're well, I'll tell
you and Pete.
It is bitter.
You got to know how to dress for the weather, for crying out loud. This is Buffalo. Come on.
You're right.
Man up. Rochester. Put some clothes on. You got to layer yourself up.
Or move.
You should get a hat.
Or that's move.
You lose most
or
of your
move.
Heat through your head.
Do you, let's go.
So there's two of us in here. One has a hat on.
It's not me.
The other one should. Anyway. My mother would be yelling at you.
Okay. But we digress.
She used to listen.
We digress.
Yeah. My wife and I had a pretty large gain in NVIDIA, NVDA. Apple. And I sold it yesterday morning. I hate to give up any gains. I don't know if I overreacted. You know, in today's world of zero commissions, you can buy it back anytime you want without a bat of the eye.
You know? Right. So what did you sell yesterday?
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
You sold the stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had somebody who had an option. You know.
Okay, I was getting confused.
Yeah, somebody different, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We sold common stock. And my wife's in my...
No, that's what you said. Yeah. You know, David got confused.
It's all right.
Which is very easy at his age, you know.
We had a very decent profit in it. We do have a very decent profit.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not quite sure. I'm just going to wait and see what's going on with the virus and all this stuff. But does the chart?
Well, it had gone a long way up.
Yeah.
It'd gone up from about $160, $150, $160 bucks.
Yeah. But recently they had that big, long stem, upward, which a lot of stocks have, lately. And now it had a, big sell-off, not surprising. And it all depends on... you know, the reaction, further reaction to the virus. Mm-hmm. You know, whether these tech companies get hit more and more, don't forget it's come a long way. So taking a profit, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right, but the other day, Cramer follows this. Do you watch CNBC?
I watch it. I work during the day, 4 days a week. I do watch it as much as I can, but not. I'm not glued to it.
Okay, so he was talking about it because he's been a big bull on the stock forever. He named his dog after it. So
yeah,
he was talking about it the other day, and he says in talking to their president, CEO, whatever, and I don't know if it was on the 6 o'clock show that he has, the hour show, if they were on there, they've been on there before, and said they're pretty much insulated from the coronavirus, that they really should not be affecting them. You may want to Google it just to look up the news story just to see if I am correct in that. But and again, you know, you're doing your own research, but I'm just saying I remember he listening to that he made that comment that they're, you know, that shouldn't be a big problem for them, that they're more involved in domestic, you know, production and use of the chip. But yeah, it's a great company, but you never go wrong taking a profit, right, Pete?
Exactly.
There you go.
And you can't look back either. You know, once you've taken the profit, there's no right or wrong. It's making money is right, you know, when you really come down to it. You know, if you can find anybody who's perfect, you know, knowing when to get in, when to get out, let us know.
Right. And they may say they're insulated, but in sympathy with the sector, I think it may just move with the sectors, you know?
Well, it's that. I mean, they may be insulated or not, you know, but I remember back in the dot-com bubble, you know, all these semiconductor people would come out and explain all the reasons why there's no problems, the world looked beautiful, everything was great. And it turned out that all this double buying of inventory or ordering, double ordering, because the delivery times had gone out so long, everybody was double ordering, okay? When things slowed down a little, they canceled all their orders. But all these company people were coming out. Oh, things are great.
Boom. When was that?
2000, 2001.
I was in high school. I don't remember.
You were in high school. Anyway, so nothing, yeah. Nothing. You know, I mean, this thing, because there's a lot of air under it, you know, could come all the way back into the, if it kept dropping, you know, could probably come back to the 250 area, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So you may just want to wait to see that happen. The problem is, Pete, but we have to identify the problem, is that it's in his wife's account. So, he, you know, if he made a mistake, he's going to hear about it, right?
Women never forget.
No, that's just a joke. We're just kidding.
It's true.
The wife is becoming very engaged.
Good.
Which I'm glad.
Keep you on your toes.
Well, I remember years ago, it's kind of a sad story, there was a Canadian that listened to our show, and he used to call all the time about General Motors, you know, and he mentioned that, you know, he worked for General Motors, and he had, you know, all of his pension in General Motors stock, and the other company that used to supply General Motors, what was it? I forgot the name of it. But anyway... and he would always keep calling, and he would tell me, what do you think? And I said, listen, I said, it's way up there. You should, little by little, sell off a little at a time.
Right, okay? That's good,
yeah,
sound
sell
advice.
A little at a time, right? And he didn't, and he didn't, and I said, don't tell me. And it kept coming down.
Delphi.
You know?
Delphi, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
it just came
You know, it is, but that yeah. was that was a big problem right. then, too, okay?
Right.
So he had his money in both of those, and it was his pension, right? And it kept coming down. I said, I don't know what to tell you. I said, I kept telling you, you should be selling off little by little. You know, he says, well, my wife won't let me sell it. That's why I brought the story up.
Yeah,
needless to say, his pension disappeared, all right? Because the stocks became zero.
Yeah.
So
years ago, you also had a Canadian customer asking about Magna, I think.
Which one was it?
Magma. I think they're a Canadian supplier.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're an auto parts company.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's sick. I can't remember yesterday, but I remember your show from years ago. Anyways,
well, that's.
I got another question. Thanks for the husbandly advice.
That's all right.
There you go.
Edward Thomas Joseph, I asked a couple weeks ago. Dunedin Vance closed on fund.
Right.
And you right away said to me, well, the dividends are return of capital. Well, that distressed me so much. I've been doing all sorts of homework on return of capital, and I can't find, I see the formula for calculating it, but how did you know so quickly?
Me?
Yeah, David, you.
Well, because I own it. I bought it on the initial underwriting, so yeah, I'm well aware of it. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. I thought you had a system that showed it. No. I can't find FinViz or anything else.
No, but usually if you go to the website where it shows how they paid the dividend, they'll break it down.
Sure.
You know, as to how much of its return of capital.
Right. The company's website.
Right. Yeah. If you can't figure it out, call me at the office and we'll.
Right.
We'll,
but I'll usually you can go to the, you know, look up the dividend in the investor
and
section.
Is it owned in a non-qualified account, Richard? A non-IRA?
Yes, non-qualified account.
All right. Well, it should show on your 1099.
Okay, I didn't get the 1099s for the IRA. Just the
well, if it's in an IRA, you won't get a 1099.
Yeah, right. Then,
Right, because it doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter. Right. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. But if it's in a non-qualified, non-IRA account, then you know, you'd see it on 1099.
Okay, yeah. I just never feel good about return of capital because I feel like I'm just getting my money back.
Well, you are.
You are.
Right. That's what it is, right?
But you're getting 9-10% of your money,
right?
But it reduces your costs too.
Well, but it doesn't matter for the IRA though.
No, but I mean, But people worry about that. It's like when you reinvest your dividends, and you're paying taxes on them. But it reduces your costs,
right? Yeah.
So there is somewhat of a benefit.
There
sometimes
is.
That's the only thing we hang our hat on to make you feel better.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You don't sound too happy, so I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm not happy with return to capital. A Gabelli fund.
Well, you have to think about that. You know, I mean, to me, it's like if they're returning your capital, they're not making enough money to pay a real dividend, right? You know, so.
I feel like I want.
But
I
whatever. It may not matter. I mean, in the end, what really matters is do you get a return on it?
Right.
You
know, and in some of them, I'm pretty sure this pays a quarterly dividend and it's a qualified dividend. So if you own in a non-qualified account, not an IRA, non-qualified, you get a very large tax benefit because you're only paying taxes on 15% of it. So there's all kinds of, and it's a MLP and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, good. Thank you.
There.
I appreciate your help me, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you
so
do the same.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
I said, so do we hope we have a great weekend, but anyway. Right now, give us a call. There's that anyway again.
That's what you say.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Some people say you know.
You know, yeah. That I hate you know.
There, okay.
But you know. But right now, give us a call. Lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Well, I'm pretty excited. I just saw that Mighty Taco May is going for a beer license.
You're excited about that?
Right. It's the most exciting thing happening this morning. We had two calls and one chat box. So.
Well, I remember years ago when I was started working for Westinghouse, and I drove into some place, I've forgotten, Sharon, Pennsylvania. You know, and the biggest thing in that town was the opening of Kmart. Right?
All right.
But anyway.
Thank you for that nostalgia.
There you go. So if you don't want to give us a call, although we'd like to talk to you, you can go to the website, sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. There's a chat box. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And while we're waiting for all of these chat box questions and telephone calls, we're going to take a quick 1-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco of Sapperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Right now, we're going to go to Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good morning. Very good. I'm very comfortable. Love the sun. Peter's good. Not that way.
Don't get me started again.
No,
he's pushing my button.
I wish your show was on this past Thursday because I could have wished you a happy 2-20-20-20.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
You
know, yeah.
What are you going to do? Anyway. Couple stocks.
Don't motivate him, please. Oh,
okay.
My Lord. Yes.
Okay. DOX, Amdox.
DOX. I haven't heard that one for a while.
Me either.
Yeah.
All right. What are you looking? You own it? Looking to buy it or what?
Well, here's the thing. You're not going to believe this, but I've had that stock since around like 89, 90, something like that.
Boy. Wow.
And it's been underwater the whole time. Now it's now my average price cost base is about 71, so I'm a little bit above water, and I don't know what to do with it now. You know, I'm like this is the time I could take a profit on it and make a little money on it. But then what does it look like supply and demand wise?
So are you talking 1989, 1990,
something like that? Yeah.
Oh my Lord, are you a patient man?
Yeah, because it got killed.
It was in an IRA. It was a 401k. Now it's an IRA. So if I sold it, I couldn't write the loss off.
Yeah, I got you. No, I'm not saying. I'm just I'm admiring you.
Well, look at this. Back in 2012, it was down to what, 28?
Yeah,
and it was probably even lower than that at some point.
You should have bought more.
It was way underwater. It wasn't just.
Yeah, so why is your average cost 71? You didn't buy any more along the way, or?
No. Yeah,
why
no,
would I? It was a piece of junk. Why would I buy it? He says. No, I understand. We understand. We're laughing at it. I'd get the hell out of it. That's what I would do.
Really?
Well, that's just me. I don't know anything about you or your financial situation, the 401k or anything else. So,
Yeah, I'm sure there's something. There's other things out there that look more appealing.
Yeah, this is like one of your kids for crying out loud. What does Pete say? Pete, what do you? Pete's waiting, trying to bring up the chart.
I mean, it's a beautiful long-term
very
chart.
Nice, yeah.
I mean,
forget the past.
Forget the past. I mean, I can't see anything particularly wrong with it.
Target price at FinViz is $80.50. Yeah, close at 73.
Yeah, I know. It'll have problems because of, all the technology stocks have been getting hit lately. But
and here's another thing. If you look at, there hasn't been an analyst report in 2 years. March of 18 was the last time there was an analyst report.
That's good.
Maybe.
Because stocks that the analysts don't cover much have a lot of appreciation potential. Because
this thing's been going up under the radar.
Yeah, exactly. And then what happens, all of a sudden they go, we better start covering this. And then a bunch of analysts start coming.
They're involved
out,
in 5G.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So right now, I would hold it, the 200-day moving average is at 66. So only if it dropped below 66 would I reevaluate it.
I'm looking for their earnings.
I think we lost them, but Okay. But anyway, you know, if it dropped below...
You ran out to sell it or buy more, one or the other.
So, if it dropped below 66, reevaluate it. Right now, it would be a hold.
Analysts think that Amdocs Limited is worth $79.50 based on their results.
Well, you see the way the
analysts
do things. That's
what it says. These are just articles.
They'll upgrade a stock, and they'll put a price target on it less than it's trading at.
Yeah, I mean, that's just recently.
It's a stupid. They do that a lot. It's pathetic.
It's well, it's recently they've been doing that because the market's been running. Frank is back.
Historically,
Peter.
They've done that. Yes. They've done that for years.
Did you run out to sell it or buy it?
No. I don't know what happened. I just heard a disconnection noise.
Well, maybe that was a sign.
That's a sign of some type. Pete and I are now thinking. Right. We're taking all the technical and fundamental analysis and throwing it out the
right.
window.
Did that mean something?
What does it mean?
That was a sign from above.
Stop talking to us.
That means that maybe we need to be into 5G sooner than later.
Right. But they maybe, I don't know if you heard, but they are involved in 5G. But when you look back at their earnings report that came out at the beginning of February, some analysts believe it's only worth $80. But again, those are just articles that was able to see.
The analysts, forget it.
Yeah, anyway, Peter doesn't like analysts.
Forget it. Yeah. Like I say, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. When you upgrade a stock and it's less than the price. But if it goes under 66, reevaluate it, give us a call. You know, in this market, who knows with the sell-offs and that type of thing. But it looks like it's acting pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it seems like on some of these big down days, it's holding its own. It might go down, but not huge.
Right, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. What about CCL?
Carnival Cruise Line, is that what that is? CCL?
Yeah.
You own it?
You own that since 1940 or what?
1989, 90, something like that.
My God.
4169.
Hey, at least that one pays a dividend.
Yeah, I guess. I've always heard that from people. You know, I'd say to them, what if that stock drops 50%? Well, as long as they pay my dividend, I don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know, each to his own. You know, maybe there's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of
hard.
Docs
pays a dividend too, 1.8%.
Yeah, but here's a stock that in 2016 was 41. It went up to 72, and it's all did a round trip. It's all the way back there again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like writing stuff up and down or what?
It's because of the virus.
Well, what is it? Was it Royal Caribbean or one of those cruise lines like $146 a share?
Well, that's
about
what it was.
That's
irrelevant. But, you know, in looking at it, you know, it's back down to where it was years ago. Could get a little bit worse with the virus thing. But you've held it this long. They're not going out of business. So hang on to it.
No. Okay.
It's not the greatest investment in the world. But, you know, if things turn around, could go all the way back up again, you know. But stop doing the roller coaster stuff.
Right. Okay. No, it's just that, you know, when it's going up.
You're afraid to sell because it might go higher, right? And that's called FOMO,
that's right.
Fear of missing out.
Right. He just left. So again,
that was
he got another, cut off.
All right. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Tom in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Take a look at Cope.
At what?
Cope. I don't know if it's Copacabana, Coca-Cola. Yeah. What was it?
Copart, CPRT.
You were close. They're in the same business. No, they're not. It's auto parts. But anyway.
You're having a good time by yourself, aren't you?
What I really like about this is look what it did on Friday. It flew up.
What was the symbol?
CPRT. Do you own it, or are you looking to buy it, or what?
He's gone.
What happened to Tuff?
This is Frank. I'm back.
Oh,
Frank's, boy, this is a weird.
There's a gremlin in our system. Lucas, our producer, is like, what's
this is,
going
it's
on?
Like there was a movie, Freaky Friday, right? This is Freaky Saturday.
Freaky
so,
Saturday.
Right. What's up? So, anyway.
Are you okay.
Because I love saying that word. You know. What's that? Is he back? You're gone again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I said, you know, for Carnival Cruise, just hang on to it, you know.
Okay.
Next time with a big run-up, take your profits, right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then just your opinion on something. Kramer is, like, saying fossil fuel stocks are over forever.
They're the new tobacco.
Exxon Mobil, BP. Using the eye test, I don't believe it. I don't believe, like, there's not going to be demand for oil and stuff. In for transportation, for airlines.
No, he wasn't. That wasn't what he was saying. He was saying it's a new tobacco, meaning people are going to look at it negatively. You know, tobacco stocks, I wouldn't own a tobacco stock. I don't like owning things that kill people. But there are people that own them. They're going to continue to exist. You know?
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But what do you think about,
I don't own them. I haven't owned them in 40 years. That's me personally. I tell that to be. I don't own energy stocks. I don't own utilities. It's simple as that. I've never had any luck with them. There's reasons, of course, for the oil companies that I didn't like anything the Middle East controlled. And now there's better things to buy. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, thank you.
All righty.
All right. Well, thanks. I'm sorry we got disconnected. I don't know what happened, but
somebody else got disconnected too. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
It's a weird.
Don't
day.
Blame yourself. We're gonna blame Peter.
It's that rotten cold weather outside.
It's that, anyway,
the
guys
wind.
Doing it anyway.
Right. Yeah. The phone lines are freezing with the wind chill factor.
Could be.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Frank.
Thank you. Great show.
Thank you. Take care.
So, Peter, CPRT that Tom was talking
about.
Yeah,
beautiful stock.
But it was down $2 on Friday. It wasn't up.
What's this?
Unless I'm looking at the wrong one.
I don't know.
Charlie, Peter, Robert, Tom, Copart.
Look at this move on Friday.
It was down.
Yeah, but maybe it went up. No, it doesn't make sense. You see what I'm saying? Look at that move. You see the green things?
Yeah.
That's a Friday's move. Okay. Hmm. What did it close at?
95.25 is what I have. Mystery.
Well, don't know.
Here, look at this chart.
Yeah, I see that.
Is that the same thing you're seeing on yours?
No.
Okay.
Whatever.
You sure you got the right symbol?
No, it is. I don't know why it's this way, but.
Okay. Well, looks great, except it was down. That's the only thing I'm saying. Yep. Anyway, 95.25 on the close.
Right. What was the low for the day?
Got me. I would think it looks like it closed at the low.
Closed at the low for the day? Yeah. Well, this one doesn't look like the same. I don't understand this. But anyway.
Anyway. Regardless. We do have something on the chat box if you'd rather go to I'm sorry. Go to something different. You want to go to something different?
Sure.
Okay. So what we're looking at is somebody wants to know about EXC, which closed at 49.72, and AWK closed at 137.70, holding them both, looking for new price targets. So you want to start with EXC?
Well, EXC, is that a utility?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Utilities are, believe it or not, the leading sector this year.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, interest rates. You got the 30-year Treasury is at an all-time low.
Yeah. And some guy wrote in Barron's, you know, one of the people in Barron's, that it's weird. He says because you're seeing strong moves in growth stocks at the same time as you're seeing strong moves in defensive stocks and gold.
Gold. We got to talk about.
You're
gold.
Seeing the dollar going up and gold going up. Which normally doesn't happen, okay? So it's weird. You know, it's a freaky market, too, I guess, you know, if you're looking at it that way.
It's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's a problem. People don't realize when things are good. Anyway.
You said anyway.
Price target. I was diverging. Price target on Exxon?
Well, if you want to take it for a grain of salt, with the price objective on the point and figure chart is 63.
Okay, and it closed at 49 and change.
Right. And, you know, next resistance would be, looks like around 51.
Okay.
If it broke out to 52, the next potential target would be up at 54. Take out 54, then maybe that 63's not so far out of it.
Okay. AWK, American Water Works. Same question. 137.77 on the close. Another utility.
What's
although
that?
Water.
Really?
137.77.
Oh, I remember that was so low years ago. Frank should have been in that one. Look at this. Look at this.
I know.
Chart.
I see it. I see it.
Look at this. This
unbelievable.
Is unbelievable. Well, once again, take it with a big grain of salt.
Right.
The price objective is 213.
Right.
Where did it close at?
137. Yeah. FinViz has its price target as 131. That's how much it's moved up.
Right. Yeah. No question about
52 week high is 141, which was this month.
Yeah. So I would only, you know, if you're a long-term holder in this, would say the 200 days back at 121.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it stays above the 200-day, long-term investor would stay in.
And this one was up on Friday.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know.
Exelon wasn't.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Go next to Vic in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. How you doing?
It's good. It's cold down here, too. It's in the high 50s.
You know, so, isn't it interesting to me? Doesn't he sound a lot like the other Vic?
No.
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 Not at all.
Okay.
This Vic is pissed at that comparison. That's all right. Way to go.
You allowed to say that?
Way to make, yes. You
okay.
can say that.
You can, say,
can
that.
Say that word.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway.
Hopefully. That you can't say, but this you can say. Well, we're sorry it's only 50, but, you know, we feel your pain. The wind chills like
it'll be 75 tomorrow. So
It's supposed to be 46 tomorrow. I'm looking forward. I have some garage work I have to do.
It'll be probably 46 with a 70-mile-an-hour wind, so the wind chill factor will be minus 10.
Mr. Positive.
Right.
Think of the good side.
So
go ahead.
Would you like to talk about stocks or
no.
the weather?
No, we'll do the weather. We'll do English. go ahead. What kind of stock do you have?
So I'm in Florida, and everywhere I look, I see Lennar.
Mm-hmm.
Home builder.
And I looked at the chart this morning, and I couldn't believe, you know, what it's done and over the last period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering whether you think it's still a buy.
Symbol is LEN, and closed at $70.65.
Yeah, and remember how everybody was talking down the home builder stocks, you know, stay away from them, you know, this and
we're
that.
We're going into a recession. Those are the same people
that
are saying that.
Well, right now we're testing the high at 72 in 2018. So, you know, obviously, but if it breaks above that, could have a ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the price objective on the point and figure chart, with a grain of salt, and we should always keep saying, do your own research. But 95 is the price objective on it. So if you did break out above that, you know, 72, hit 73, you know, 95 might not be out of the question.
What do you think about investing in Lennar versus Pulte or the home builders?
ETF?
ETF, yeah.
Well, it depends on your risk-taking. You know, an individual, as a matter of fact, I ran into somebody who told me that he doesn't buy any individual stocks anymore. He's had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And because always something can come out with that particular stock,
correct.
Right? So if you're not willing to take that risk, you're better off with the ETF.
Yeah, and if you don't like doing a lot of research into several different companies, and if you're not good at comparing them, buy the ETF.
And don't forget, a lot of these companies are in different areas of the country, and all of a sudden that
right,
area
right.
can
well,
get
some
hit.
Build malls,
right.
some build senior housing, some build single family, some build,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Inexpensive single family.
So it depends on, you know, the amount of risk you want to take. You know, the home builders won't be as an ETF as exciting as the individual stock, but that's up to you, you know.
Yeah, the ETF looks pretty good on the chart too.
What's the
symbol? Definitely, yeah. It's XBH, is it, or
XBH, yeah.
Yeah, XBH, and XBH is up, let's see, Home Builders, XHB, close, dyslexia,
yeah.
XHB, up 7.6% for the year, which is, you know, better than the market.
And then what about Pulte?
In terms of what?
How much is it up this year?
In terms of looking at that chart versus Lennar and the
PHM LHB. Is Pulte.
Yeah, it's PHM. Okay.
Yeah. Closed at 46.41.
I mean, they both look good. What I kind of like about PHM is it's a more controlled up move, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It's like Lennar is at long tail up, and this is more.
It's taking its little consolidation breakout. It's in another consolidation. So, risk wise, I'd probably feel a little bit better with Pulte.
Okay. Good. Do you have time for one or two
more?
Sure. Yep. I have some ABBV, and I'm looking possibly to buy some more. Chart looks pretty good. What do you think?
Well, let's see. ABBV, it looks pretty good. No question about that. And should have good support, say 90 to 91. 200 days way back, you know, it's 778, it looks like. So you're way back above the, you know,
what's
way
the symbol?
The averages. It's ABBV.
Oh, ABVB, sorry.
No, ABBV.
Right. And I couldn't, I had them all wrong. So
anyway.
Right. No, but I.
Yeah, but, you know, it looks like it has very good support, 90 to 91.
Close at 94.96.
Right. So, I wouldn't. I'd look for an opportunity there.
Yeah, it pays a nice dividend too.
Right. Yep.
And then one other one. Every time I think about my investment in getting Barron's every week, it seems like every week or two I find a new idea that pays for the investment. I bought a business development stock called HTGC, Hercules Capital. Several weeks ago. And it pays an 8% dividend. And I was when I looked at it, I thought, you know, geez, can it protect the 8% dividend? It looks like the earnings can do that. So I'm thinking of maybe buying some more of that too.
Yeah, mortgage company. Close, it's just under $16, $15.99.
Actually, they were like a business development investor. They invest in different types of, types of opportunities.
Well, you're coming up, to important resistance in the 17 area, which is back from about 2013, 2014. And boy, if it ever takes that out, so just be aware of that resistance up in that 17 area. But otherwise, yeah, it looks good, no question.
Yeah, good. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right,
okay.
Stay
thanks
warm.
For the call. Appreciate it.
You stay warm too.
I'm good. I know how to.
He's
dress.
Got his hat on.
So we do have something on the chat box.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody's asking what we think about AT&T preferred stock for dividends. So I don't know which one.
Oh, that's
if the
toughie.
Person can tell us, but preferred. So what you have to look at is the. When they're callable, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to look at, if they're trading above par. I try not to buy
par's
anything.
Par is usually, what, $25?
A lot of them are 25. There are some 50s.
There are
but,
some 50s.
Right,
yeah.
But I don't like paying a premium for them. I wouldn't mind paying a dime or a quarter, but and depending on how far away they're callable. So that would also determine.
And as we say, in doing your research, those are the things you should be looking at,
right.
For a preferred stock.
Right.
AT&T certainly as a company shouldn't be going away anytime soon.
Right, exactly.
So you have a good, solid company.
And you get protection, the preferred.
Right. So look into it a little bit closer for the things David was talking about there.
Another one looking at ADX, looking to invest for the dividend. provided a 6.6 dividend return for the last 15 years.
ADX, Adams Diversified Equity Fund.
Okay.
Well, kind of interesting.
Closed at $16.43.
Yeah, it's interesting that back in 2000, oh, that was the bubble in 2000, so I wouldn't count that, I guess, that much. It was up at 27, then dropped all the way down to 6, and now is on its way back up again. And we'll give a new buy signal at, looks like 17.
I'm showing something different in the dividend. I'm only showing 8 cents a share and a 0.5% dividend.
Maybe did they pay a special dividend?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have to look into that. You know, is it a special dividend that they pay every year?
Right.
Is it a one-time special dividend in the dividend? You know, but he's saying it's been consistent. If it has been consistent, I would assume that means they always make a one, you know, like at the end of the year, maybe they always make a big payout or whatever, you know, so... But, you know, it looks, you know, decent, and if it goes to 17, gives you a new buy signal. And, you know, so I think it looks okay, and I would like
There's some type of year-end distribution, Pete. Yeah. So that's, I don't know exactly, I didn't dig into
exactly. Well, maybe it's, would they pay capital gains? Yeah, probably, it could be capital gains or something. Yeah, look into the distribution, what kind of distribution it is. But he says they always do it. Some people are happy. It doesn't matter what it is. What the distribution is. So, but if it goes to 17, that would be more positive for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Yeah, there are some capital gains. They're paid 80 cents year-end distribution, 48 cents in net investment income, and 32 cents in capital gains. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they're...
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But
a hodgepodge.
That's a very good term.
Thank you.
Well, you were going to talk about viruses, I guess, right?
Was I?
What were you going to talk about?
Just the coronavirus that, you know, it is affecting, I think could affect certain companies, obviously, if they're based in China, number one. Number two, if they their supply chain comes from China, and it's not that big a deal until you can't get certain... raw materials, but I don't think we're going to see it this month. I think you're going to look at it in the coming months.
Well, I don't remember. When was SARS? What year was that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to have this effect.
And maybe SARS had a worse effect, didn't it?
No, in terms of economic activity, right?
Oh, I thought it had a worse effect.
Did it have a worse effect?
Yeah, it had less people dying, but I thought it had a worse effect.
Oh, okay, well, anyway, we'll have to go real quick to Denny. Good morning.
Maybe not. Maybe not. He's not there.
It's a gentleman who would like to know about RCell. He didn't want to go on the air.
Okay.
What's the symbol?
RCell.
RCell. R-C-E-L.
R-C-E-L. Real quick. We only have what? About 1 minute?
Stop looking and just answer.
That's looks great.
Go, baby. All right. There you go. Thank you, Peter.
Price objective, for what it's worth, and once again, do your
close
own research.
Close at 990.
Is 20, you know, which is, and it's a beautiful chart, and I'd only get reevaluated if it dropped to, say, 850 or so. Then I'd take another look at it to see why it dropped to 850. So, looks like a good, I've never heard, what stock is that anyway? What is it? Avita Medical Limited. Huh. I'd have to take
exciting.
A look at that. Yeah,
another
look
new
at
one
that.
For
yeah.
You.
If Willard was here, he'd write that down. So that looks very nice, to tell you the truth. And it's above the 200-day at 7.5. Looks good.
Awesome.
So at the end of the show, as we are every week, we always say keep a little powder dry and for opportunities. And this wacky markets creates a lot of opportunities every day out there, no question about it.
Also, there's always a bull market somewhere.
And always do your own research. That's important, and have a plan. Until next week, take care.